Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 5th of February. I'm Paul White. Good to have you with me today as we journey through Galatians, and we have taken a bit of a pit stop in the 20th verse of chapter 2. What a worthy place, if you're going to take a pit stop, what a worthy place to take one. We probably will be here for several days as we've been breaking this verse down in its various ways. We haven't even touched Greek yet. There's some great parsing and tensing in the Greek inflections that we're going to get to. I'm trying to just cover some of the peripheral, some of the stuff that sort of dances around the edge a little bit on this before we get into the meat. Really, dances around the edge is probably not even appropriate. Some of this is vital. It's just been ignored. Before I do that, yesterday I told you about a couple of stops, and I told you to go to the website where you can find those. But for some weird reason, with the address right in front of me, I didn't read it. So I'm going to read them one time for where we'll be in Albuquerque and then where we'll be in Alabama. And of course, if you want to see these and get access to them later, they're at paulwhiteministries.com/schedule. Saturday and Sunday, February 17th and 18th, we're doing two home meetings in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We've been to Albuquerque a couple of times, done some home meetings and some neutral site meetings, have always had a tremendous time, very hospitable group. They would love to have you come and join us. And we've already been receiving some email inquiry from people in the area wanting to know if they can be a part of it. And of course, the answer is yes. They are located Saturday, February 17th is at 6:30 p.m. Mountain Time. This meeting is located at 9010 Modesto Northeast. That's Albuquerque, New Mexico. Then Sunday morning, February 18th, 10:30 a.m. Mountain Time, home meeting is located at 2734 Tramway Court Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Both open to the public. Hope you'll come and see us. Going to be an awesome weekend in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Then at the end of February, on the final Sunday of February, that's the 25th, that's 1 week after Albuquerque, we're going to do a meeting in North Georgia on Saturday with a to-be-determined address. So check back, and I'll give it to you as soon as we book it. That'll happen on Saturday evening or late afternoon. But we're going to be in a church on Sunday morning in Opelika, Alabama. Pastor Scott Bryant had us there several months ago. We're going back to be with them. 10:30 a.m. Central Time, Opelika First Assembly of God Church, 510 Simmons Street, Opelika, Alabama, 36801. That's in the Auburn, Alabama area. So if you're anywhere near us there, we'd love to be with you. Come see us. It'd just be an awesome time. We had a great, great time in their church last time, and I'm excited about going back. Okay, those are on our website. Check them out. We'd love to see you. Galatians 2:20. Yesterday I talked to you about my history with this verse and how I had been confined to the message of the cross idea that it's all at what Jesus did at the cross. And while that has an enormous bearing on our walk with God and a lot of truth to that statement, what happens is we often get trapped there. And I was even so trapped there that the doctrine I heard told us, don't go beyond the cross. We were almost discouraged from preaching the resurrection because we were taught that too much emphasis on the resurrection takes emphasis away from the cross. And it was odd because the New Testament is full of resurrection. And yet we were told if you stay there, people's focus will be off of the death. It'll be on their life and they'll walk in a lack of victory. And so we were always going back to the crucifixion, back to the death. Tomorrow we'll talk about the tensing of some words in Galatians 2:20 that will actually help you to move past the need to constantly die. But I wanted to take a day and focus on living, because I think where we miss it in this conversation about what the cross was doing was that we put this ongoing death and we've stopped living. Jesus did not come so that you could die. Jesus comes so that you could have life and you could have it more abundant. He came to die as you, and effectively your death is wrapped up in his death, and therefore we need to stop fearing death and start living life. The book of Hebrews tells us that he came to taste the power of death, to taste death for all of us. This is Hebrews 2:14 and 15. and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. How could he release us from the fear of death? Well, he could die in our place. Now, to be sure that his death was our death, remember this from Hebrews 9, verses 27 and 28. It is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment. Now, we've used that. I used that for years at funerals. Would stand over the casket and say to the family, this man, this woman has met their biblical, God-given appointment with death, and they have faced their judgment. And hopefully, if I was dealing with someone who we thought or knew was a believer, my next statement would be, they have no fear. They've faced their judgment, and now they've moved into the joys of the Lord. And I was actually sort of Frankensteining several verses from the New Testament, cobbling together this message, where I was really doing an injustice to Hebrews 9:27 because I wasn't reading Hebrews 9:28. Read them both together. It is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment. So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. So notice, that's all one sentence. So what Jesus has done is he has met your appointment with death to bear the sins of many. There's your judgment. So your judgment is wrapped up in Christ. He bore your judgment for sin so that you could do what? So that you could live. I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundant. If we have a Galatians 2:20 gospel that does not emphasize the life we live, then we're really doing an injustice to the finished work. Because the finished work is not only the death of Jesus, the finished work is the resurrection of Jesus. It is not finished if he remains dead. Paul says this to the Corinthian church, that if Christ raised not from the dead, then you are still in your sins and in your trespasses. He says it this, let me read it exactly. This is one that we don't want to paraphrase, we want to get it right. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 15, 16, and 17. Verses 16 and 17. If the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. If Christ is not risen, so watch this. If you keep Christ at the cross, but you don't raise him from the dead, here's what's going to happen in your theology. If Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. How are you still in your sins? Because Christ died to pay for your sin, but he died so that he could resurrect as a new Adam and you could live that life. Why was Jesus raised up? Romans 4:25. He was delivered up because of our offenses. He was raised up because of our justification. He was delivered to the cross because we were sinners. He was going as us. But he was raised because now that has been paid for, we are justified. We are righteous in the eyes of God, and therefore God, being just, could not leave Jesus in the tomb. He had to resurrect Jesus because Jesus now represented the perfect man. The perfect man could not stay dead. So if Galatians 2:20 is a reality in your life and you've been crucified with Christ, it's an injustice for you to stay there. Get up, live your life, live it to its fullest. Love life, see good days, walk in abundance. And abundance doesn't have anything to do with money. It doesn't have anything to do with stuff. It has to do with the quality of the life of God being lived through you and through me. Tomorrow, we're going to start parsing some Greek words. It's going to help as we understand this verse. We'll see you then. God bless.